is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top Republicans are hoping that President Trump will support the bipartisan deal aimed at avoiding another government shutdown, but so far, he's not happy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Top GOP negotiator Richard Shelby says he knows the president's unhappy. So is he.
I wanted more. The president wants more.
But Shelby says with a divided Congress, the deal is what it is. Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell says, all told, the president did just fine.
I think he's got a pretty good deal here.
With some money for border barriers, though not as much as the president wanted. Still, McConnell says it's a positive step.
I hope he'll decide to sign it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The top U.S. military commander in South Korea told a Senate hearing Tuesday that North Korea's nuclear and other military capabilities remain unchanged. It still poses a threat to the United States and its allies. General Robert Abrams, the head of the U.S. Forces Korea, told the Senate Armed Services Committee that little to no verifiable change has occurred to North Korea's military capabilities, despite Pyongyang's public statements about denuclearization. The comments underscore the stalled diplomacy between the U.S. and North Korea since President Trump and the leader, Kim Jong-un, agreed last June in Singapore to work toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Mr. Trump and Kim are set to hold a second summit in Vietnam later this month. U.S. officials have said that they expect significant and verifiable progress there. President Trump says he is willing to let the deadline for hiking tariffs on Chinese imports slide if a deal is close. U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods are set to jump from 10 to 25% on March 1st unless both sides work out a trade deal. The Trump administration imposed stiff tariffs on Chinese goods in response to what it said was China's unfair practices. This is VOA News. The drug lord nicknamed El Chapo has been convicted on all 10 counts of federal indictments in New York. AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
After 3 months of sometimes lurid testimony that included stories of torture and murder, political payoffs, and narrow escapes through tunnels, the jury convicted Joaquin Guzman on drug trafficking charges. U.S. Attorney Richard Donahue says the 61-year-old drug lord is going to a maximum security prison for the rest of his life.
It is a sentence from which there is no escape and no return.
El Chapo became famous in part for prison escapes in Mexico. He stared straight-faced at the jury as the verdict was read. His lawyers say he remained upbeat despite the conviction. Sentencing was set for June 25th. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Trump has called for the resignation of a Democratic freshman congresswoman, Ilhan Omar. She apologized Monday after drawing widespread condemnation from both Republicans and her fellow Democrats for comments deemed anti-Semitic. She is a Muslim refugee and took office 5 weeks ago as a representative for the Midwestern state of Minnesota. Before she apologized, the Democratic leadership in the House of Representatives, including Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said her use of anti-Semitic tropes and prejudicial accusations about Israel supporters is deeply offensive. She said they condemned the remarks and called on the congresswoman to immediately apologize for the hurtful comments. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro continues to order troops to block emergency supplies from entering the country. But now, Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido has been recognized by 50 other countries, at least, as the interim leader. And he says humanitarian aid would be brought into the country on February 23rd. Guaido has been pressing for emergency food and medicine from the U.S. to be transported into the economically devastated country. The supplies have been at a warehouse in the Colombian border. 12 Catalan secessionist leaders arrived at Spain's Supreme Court Tuesday to be charged for their role in a failed independence bid that split the country.
The defendants face charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds. If found guilty, the leaders could face up to 25 years in prison. Verdicts will take months. But the trial comes at a delicate time for Pedro Sanchez's minority government. It'll face a vote on the 2019 budget on Wednesday. The support of Catalan parties is needed to get the bill through Parliament, but they have so far vowed to block it, despite Sanchez's more conciliatory tone with the Catalan nationalists than his predecessors. That, in turn, could prompt a snap parliamentary election later this year.
That's Reuters' Megan Revel reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.